The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Just like Navy engineers who jam the sonar of enemy ships, bats can jam the signals of other bats to ward off competition for food. Bats hunt by echolocation, which means they emit high-pitched sounds and listen to the echoes that bounce off their prey. But competition for food can be fierce, and Mexican free-tailed bats emit a special call that can interfere with the sonar of other bats that are pursuing a meal. Scientists studied this using high-speed infrared cameras and microphone arrays, examining the relationship between the bats and their moth prey. They noticed the bats produce a strange sound, which they only made when another bat was homing in on the moth. It sweeps through the frequency range that bats use, and that's the standard method used to jam man-made sonar and radar as well. It's called sweep jamming. When a bat is right about to nab its prey, it emits a terminal buzz that's thought to help it lock onto its meal's location. The scientists played the jamming signals both during the terminal buzz and also at other times during the hunt. And bats that heard the jamming signal right when they were about to reach a moth meal were 86% more likely to miss.
The 90-Second Naturalist is presented by Cincinnati Public Radio with support from its members to spread the good news of our natural world.